Zok the Mishnah weiter. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about who's Neman to say is a mum. You know, a guy comes to the mumcha or to the Bezdin to show him the behema, and the Bezdin passes on the mum and says, you know, this is a mum, you can shecht it. You have to say, I didn't make the mum on purpose. It's part of the process. Now who's Neman? In the Gemara's of Vuyir, the Kahanim are chashudim to make their own mum on the behema, because they don't want, it's such a pain in the neck for them to take care of these animals. They get a bunch of bukharis, you know, for presents. They're busy, you know, running a farm over here. They're not interested. They want to get shechted, get the meat, sell it off, and finish. So they're very chashudim to make a mum, because this is very hard for them. The Zok the Mishnah, Kol ha-mumin haru'in lavoi b'dei Adam. So now, the Mishnah school starts off, haru'in lavoi b'dei Adam. If it's a mum that has an extra finger, that you don't have to prove that it wasn't you, because no one can put an extra finger onto the behemoth. No one can put an extra mum on the behemoth, an extra finger. So that's the mum that really Adam. Kol ha-mumin haru'in lavoi b'dei Adam. All movement that are possible to happen on either humans. So it says the Mishnah like this. The Mishnah has to be explained. The Gemara's going to have two ways to explain the Mishnah. But we'll just touch the words. We're not going to really explain the Mishnah. So, Kol Mumin Lavi Adam, Roye Yisrael Nemanim, Royim Kahanim Ein Nemanim. Roye Yisrael are Neman, and Royim Kahanim Ein Nemanim. We'll see exactly what that means. You know, a shepherd is Yisrael is Neman, a shepherd of Kahanim is not Neman. We'll see what that means. Is a shepherd of a Kohen or a shepherd who is a Kohen? We'll see. Neman who al shachaveru v'neman al shatzva. You neman on your friend, not on yourself. Anyone who's chashud can't say any din or any edus. Can't do anything like that. Either way. What?
You were the one who was present yourself.
When I've got a mum.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a kohen, let's say, whatever. Let's see. Yeah. If you don't have
whatever
edim.
The person is, then.
Right. You're not gonna have edim. That you didn't do it, you're going to have a problem. Yeah.
You have to wait for another mom with you.
Right, exactly, yes. You don't have any nemanis. But if it's a kohen, we'll see who doesn't have nemanis exactly. We'll see in the Gemara over here. Rav Yechanan v'Rab Elazar. Chad Omar, Roye Yisrael. So now we explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Roye Yisrael nemanim, Roye Mkhanim ein nemanim. And then it says, Shimon Gamil Shita, Ramei Shita. So let's see what's going on in this Mishnah. So there's a chlekes of Yechanan and Rav Elazar. We don't say who's who. We had to learn the Mishnah. Chad Omer like this. Roye Yisrael Beikahanim. It means a shepherd, a Yisrael shepherd that works by the Kayin. He's Nemanim. He is Neman to say that this mum happened by itself. Maybe he wants to get this thing shechted because he's going to get some food out of it. We're not choshish that he's like doing this to get, he wants to be part of the meal of the Bechar. We're not worried about that. Roye Kahanim Beisrael, but a kohen is a shepherd. He works for Israel. Ain't him on him. He's not neman to say that this bechara got a mum by itself. He thinks, you know what? I'm the kohen on site over here. Of course, he's going to give me the bechara. You're not going to leave me and give it to someone else. So therefore, the kohen shepherd kohen is not neman because he thinks it's coming to him. And the same thing is a kohen can be made on another kohen. The chashin legoyim them because they're worried that then that kohen will pay him back and made it for him. Like, you know, you will lie for me, I'll lie for you. So that's all the Tanakhama holds. Fidus mandiyama, fidus amayru.
What's the chashash?
What?
What's the chashash by a kohen?
It says goyimlim. Goyimlim means that I'm going to do it for you, and next time when my bakar gets a mum, you're going to do it for me. That's what goyimlim means.
Not this animal. We're not actually chashash for this animal.
We are chashash this animal because you don't. I'm not believe because I'm lying. So
I'm
you
lying.
Can, yeah, we are chashash this animal. Yeah. No, the only time a person is chashud is only for his own animal. But for his friend's animal, he's not chashud. But also Lameimar, HaChashud Al-Dov, Al-Donov Lameidu. And Rameimar says, he can't be made on his friend either. He can't do anything. He's chashud, he can't do it. A Koyin is chashud. And actually, Rameimar sounds very much like a Tanakhama then, right? Ramey is saying is a chashash al davar is lo yidonav lamidu. We just said that Tanakhama said a shepherd is a kohen for Yisrael and a kohen for another kohen can't be made. So that's really basically all kohenim can be made. It's chashash al davar lo yidonav lamidu. So it's really the same like a Bailamar. We'll talk about that. So that's one shot in the Chlekes in the Mishnah. That's one shot in the Chlekes in the Mishnah.
Pray
the Shemil,
no one is
Neman? Shemil, no. Someone says he never. No, I wouldn't either. The owner is not Neman. Neman who? Al Shechavera. Any, right, yeah. Anyone's Neman on your friend, exactly. But not your own animal, right. Yeah.
Could Hanukkah give Chalakim to Israel?
Once the Bechor is Shechted, once the Bechor is Shechted with a mum, you want to know if anyone can eat it? So, for those who were in the Akhdiyami the past few days, know that it's a Mishnah before. That's Mechalikis Beshami Beshil, and of course, the Pastor Beshil even give it to a Goy. But Beshami says you only give it to a Kayan. But it's a Mishnah before, what we had before. Yeah.
It doesn't have a mum, obviously.
It doesn't have a mum, it's a carbon.
Right.
It's a carbon, yeah. Dr. Gemara. Mechad Omar, Roye Yisrael, Vehin Kahanim. That's one Pshah in the Mishnah. One Pshah in the Mishnah. That's one Pshah in the Mishnah. V'chad Oma Roy Yisrael V'hein Kahanim Ne'amonim. The other man is Zim Shah Namishta. Roy Yisrael V'hein Kahanim Ne'amonim. Let's say a reason. The first one is Roy Yisrael means a shepherd who's a Yisrael that's working for the Kohen. Now in Roy Yisrael means V'hein Kahanim. Not a shepherd Yisrael. Roy Yisrael means a Kohen who works for Yisrael. He's Ne'amonim. Why? Ah, he's going to get the Bechar. No, Meim Amar, he says, L'shovik Tzurva Rabbanon, the owner is not going to leave the Talmud Chacham V'yav L'di and give it to me. A Raya Rashi says, usually I'm Aretz. So it's always better, it's Vuyin Lada Gemara's, the Matnas Kun is better to give it to Talmud Chacham than I'm Aretz. That's always better to do, that's the best thing to do. And therefore, he says, I'm not going to get it anyways, so no reason for me to lie. So a Kayin who's working for Yisrael is Nemon. But a Roye Kahanim Vein Yisrael ain't Nemonim. A Yisrael is working for a Kohen is not Nemon. Why? The Chashina Leglima. Legima. Why are you getting food from it? What?
That
Moshe Venu was a shepherd. Right. And Dovra also. Dovra Melech also. They say Rashi is Stam Amma Aretz. Is Stam Roye is Amma Aretz. Usually a Roye is Amma Aretz. That's the usual case.
Yeah.
Roye Kahanim Vein Yisrael ain't Nemonim. Chashina Leglima. The Chashinon Lilagimah. We are choishes for that the guy is going to be made because he says, you know what, I'm going to get part of that meal. They're going to invite me, you know, because you know he owns Revolve. They're going to invite me to the restaurant there with the Bechara. So that's why, you know, he's all excited. So he's going to lie.
What about
Yisrael for Yisrael? Yisrael for Yisrael is not, what do you mean for Yisrael for Yisrael?
Yisrael
for Yisrael?
What is it?
Yisrael is Yisrael, yeah. Because Yisrael is not a Chashin. Only kind of chashid. No, you could if it's a suffer. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it later in the Amid actually. But because you can, koyin lekoyin the loy, and for sure koyin can be made for another koyin. Madach, why not? The chashinu legoyim and the chashinu legima. Both things. If the koyin works for a koyin, if sure can be nema. First of all, it's goyim lim, and second of all, it's legima. But also, Rav Shimon Meir nema al shachaver, nema al shalatzma. A koyin is nema on his friend. Same as the Tanakhama says, a koyin is sometimes nema. A kohen is neman for Yisrael, but it's not neman for another kohen. Or a Yisrael is not neman for a kohen. Rav Shimon Meir says even a kohen is neman on shachavei, right? Neman on shalatzmai. But Rav Meir lemeimar chashu adav leidonav lemeidu. If you chashu, you're not neman at all. It comes out of Fira Meir. He's arguing on Tanakam, which is where I say momentarily, in a case where the kohen is working for Yisrael. Going Tanakam, a kohen working for Yisrael is neman. He said he doesn't think he's getting it because he's not a Torah of the Rabbanon. He's not a Torah of the Rabbanon, he's not getting it. But the Rameyah says anyone who's a Chashud can't say Me'edit. The Chashud is the guy who's a Kayin, the Chashud, he's never Neman. So feed the second Pshah of the Mishnah, we stand with Chagas Rameyah and Tanakama. Bishnah on the Mandi, Amar Rai Yisrael, Hinkahanim, Ne'amonim. That the Tanakama says, Rai Yisrael, Hinkahanim, Ne'amonim. We understand that Rameyer is arguing on that part. He's saying the coin is a choshut. A coin is never neman anything. Finished. Elon the Rei Kahanim Bei Yisrael in Amonim. What it means is that the Kahanim are Bei Yisrael in Amonim. According to the first Lashon, the Tanakam also holds a coin is never neman. So my answer Rameyer Lashmino. What's Rameyer teaching us? Hainu Tanakam. Zach says no Tanakam. Good on with Kasha. For the first lashon, the Tanakam also is not neman at all, because the only neman is a kohen working, a Yisrael working for a kohen. That's the only time you're neman. But a kohen who's working for Yisrael or a kohen for another kohen is not neman. So a kohen is never neman. He holds exactly like Rav Meir. He holds exactly like Rav Meir. So what's the difference between Rav Meir and Tanakam? So to Gemara, Ike Benayu, the Rav Yeshua ben Kupusayi, the Tanya Yeshua ben Kupusayi Eimer. Bechor bekoyin sorach shnayim and ashuk lahayolav. If a bechor is about a koyin, needs two people from the shuk to maid. And Rashi explains it could even be kahanim from the shuk, even be kahanim from the shuk. So that will be the bir hamachloikis between Tanakama and Rameya. Tanakama holds that only a roya can't be neman. Only a roya koyin can be neman. Because he's working for him. He has some kind of shaykhis. Either is the koyin, either the koyin, not neman. But Saif works for a koyin, Saif works for Israel, he's not neman. But a koyin stam from the shuk is neman according to Tanakama. And Rameya is saying a choshur is not neman. A choshur is not neman, which means any koyin is not neman. That's the chilah between Rameya and Tanakama according to Rashi. So the Tanya, even the son or daughter of the Kohen is Neman. Even if it's 10, they're not made, you need someone from the Shuk. And what's the difference between Rav Yosi and Rav Yeshua? The difference between Rav Yosi and Rav Yeshua is you need two Eidim or one Eid. That's the difference between Rav Yosi and Rav Yeshua. You need two Eidim or one Eid. Agav, I'll tell you my aura that I didn't really find anywhere, that really you could say Rav Yosi also Ika Benayo. Rav Yosi and Rav Yeshua and Rav Yosi really hold the same thing, that someone from a claim from the Shuk is Neman. The only difference is 2 or 1, and that Tanakama Ramei didn't get involved in. So really, you could say that Rav Yosi Rav Yosi also an afkamina between the two and the Amram. I didn't really find anyone who said this, but it's Pashut Cheshbon. Okay.
Meaning what? That according to the Tanakama, you need...
You need coin from the shop, it will be Neman.
And Eid
Achar
is Neman.
Yeah, you're not getting involved, Eid or two. Which Tanakama? Tanakama this Mishnah? We don't know if he holds it. Yeah, even Eid Achar, we're not getting involved, one or two. It's not the point. The point that Rashi Kamisai would bring out is that coin from the shop could do it. That's what we're trying to bring out from this Mandiyama.
And Rameh
would hold it. Rameh holds it. A Chashur is never Neman, even if it's from the shop. A Chashur, the coin is called a Chashur, it's never Neman.
And your Ara?
Maar is there? Rav Yosi also holds a Rav Shuk Kamsai. I spoke out. Rav Yosi says, I feel a Sarah Bnei Beisai is not Neman, but Menashuk is Neman. So what's the difference between Rav Yosi and Rav Shuk Ben Kamsai? 1 8 or 2 8? That's the whole difference. But Rav Yosi holds the same things. You could have said Rav Yosi, you could have been. That's Maar. Not that Rav Shuk Ben Kamsai. I guess you picked the first one on the Braisa. That's all. Yeah. So I think about Rav Yosi. Kaman Ozla Hodom Rachistam Rav Ketina. Rav Chistam Ketina says, Safik Bechor Shneirat by Yisrael. Here's a case for Yisrael. Halacha is that a Safik Bechor that was born by Yisrael, Yisrael is allowed to keep it. It's the example the Gemara gives that we had before is, let's say a behemoth has twins. One of them you give to the Kohen, and one of them you keep for yourself, right? Because you can't get both of them. It's twins. And what do you do with that one that you have yourself? It's a Safik Bechor. You have to wait for a mum. So is Yisrael Neman for the mum? Zok the Gemara, Rav Ketina says that Tzarech Shnayim Min HaShuk L'Hoyer Alav. You need two people from the Shuk to be made on that. You need two people to be made on that. So first of all, he's going, come on, who's that going to? Rav Yeshua Ben Kupasai. He's going to Rav Shimon, you need two Eidim. And you also see from him that he holds that Yisrael is Chashud on a Bechar. Yisrael himself is Chashud when he has his own Bechar. I'm not going to say, no. Bailam Eidim alav. The Bailam is Neman. By Yisrael, the Bailam is Neman alav. What's the Raya? If they're Chashud, so how do you ever have Meiser that's how do you ever bring a Raya to the Meiser? If Meiser behave a Raya, if it has a Mum, you don't have to bring a carbon allowed to eat it. Now, we know a Kohen's Chashud, and a Kohen also has the Meiser behemah. So if Yisrael is also Chashud, so a Meiser, how do you ever believe the Meiser? How are you ever going to be Meyed on it? How do you ever eat Meiser? You don't blame Yisrael, not Neman, and if you're a Meyer, holds a Chashud, is not Neman, so who will be Neman? If Yisraelim are Chashud, so then you'll never have a way to eat Meiser. That's more as Kasha. So the Gemara, no, Meiser Vadim Hemma, because Meiser have a Migu. The boy is Shadim Mumoy, Bekula Edre. You have an Eitzah. If you really wanted to lie, you don't have to lie. You could just make a mum in all your behemoths, and the tenth one that comes out is chal on a mum and finished. So that wouldn't be a raya. So Rav Nachman did not a raya. You know what Rav Nachman's raya is? That you never buy a bechar? El a safik bechar la baby mayor love. If a Yisrael is also chashud on a bechar, so a safik bechar, you have no one to be made. The kohen is not neman because he's a chashud, and a Yisrael is not neman. What? If you're a mayor, even if it's not his, he's not neman. Rav Meir holds a chashud al davar, don't let me do it. The Rav Meir of our Mishnah, Rav Meir.
You're saying that according to...
Rav Meir, he's saying according to Rav Meir. He's saying if you're a mayor, me neman.
Rav Meir is masking to the sheet of Israel.
He's saying, everyone holds the... Oh, he's saying a second. And pashas everyone holds suffik b'chari, you can matter it. You're saying, so you know, you know what? Fira mei is no takana. B'chit heim ha'chanam lo setakant. Amei fira mei takan lo takana. Who says no takana? But we can't be. V'atanan, we'll see where Rabbi says something about this. Sh'Rabbi Yomer, we had this before. Kol shechlip of Yad Kayin patam amatanos. When you have these two b'chayrus, like we said, they were born two, and one the Yisrael takes, one the Kayin takes. So what's the halacha? Is the Yisrael chayiv amatanos? So Rabbi Yezi says you patar amatanos. Why patar amatanos? Because he said also she'in ezech kezeich. We said like it's like you're selling it to each other, and halacha is a Kayin who sells a behemer to Yisrael is patar from amatanos. I don't know if the remembers that from before, but. The part of matanos. You say mod of shach. The coin goes with him like this. Your animal, either it's a bechar or it's a chulin. If it's a bechar, give it to me. If it's a chulin, give me the matanos. What do you see the ma'isa? They give matanos. You give matanos means you can eat it because only give matanos when you shechted to eat it. So obviously you're neman on a safak bechar on a mum. Who is neman? El shvamino. Ba'ayil mean the malav kahanim kud chashid amume. Yisrael chashid amume. Only kahanim achashid amumen and not Yisrael. Yisrael not chashid amume and therefore they are neman. Therefore Yisraelim are neman. What's the reason why Yisrael and Neman? Because by Yisraelim, it's only a shayla gabi food, gabi eating it. A kohen wants to save himself taking care of it. A Yisrael doesn't have to take care of a bechar because he always gives it to the kohen. The kohen has to accept it and take care of it. So a kohen is much more chashud a mumen. Zogtik Gemara Vayta, Itma, Rav Nachman Amar Lach Kashim Gamil. We're passing like Rav Shimon Gamil, we said before, that even Bnei Beisai of a kohen are Neman on a bechar. Rav Amar Lach Rav Yasi, we're passing Rav Yasi, that even Asar Bnei Beisai not Meid, he needs someone from the Shuk. Zogtik Gemara, Mi'am Rava Hachi, V'am Rava, Bail of Oymid Iman Abachotz. If we have Eidim that the Bailim was standing outside, Nichna Shalom, the Himmel went inside the house, but Yatzah Chavon came out with a mum, meidim alav. The Bnei Beisai could be made on it. We passing like Rabbi Yasi that Bnei Beisai never could be made. Zok Demara, Ema kol Bailim oimdim v'chutz. All the Bailim, including the Bnei Beisai, everyone was standing outside, and the behemoth went inside and got a mum. There, we could be made on it. Because you know, it wasn't them doing it because they were outside. What's the chiddush? If everyone's outside, of course the mum happened by itself. No, maybe if you allow them to be made on themselves, even when they're out, even though we know they're outside, and if you allow them to be made, people will think that maybe one of them was inside, and it'll be a chshad. Kamashlo no. But hilchasuk Hashem Gamil, the Gemara says we pass Hashem Gamil that even Rebeisai Neman, Vdafka Rebeisai, Bnei Yobitoi. Ava ishtoi loy, my time ishtoi kegufi dami. Ishtoi is not neman. Omei apapala abaya. L'rameya da'amar, choshud adov l'donov l'miidu. Saying, if someone's a choshud, can't say edis, and can't be a bezdin. But come rameya, rameya is a different time, we see no rameya. Ha choshud ova echad, choshud chod tari kulo. Someone's choshud for one thing, it's choshud for the whole tari. So how can I really dine, dina? So it comes out a kayin can never be a dayin. Why? It's choshud for one thing called bechar. And different Rameya says that a chashul dava is chashul chalakar kula. And that can't be, v'aksiv, al p'yem yeh, kol riv v'chol nega. We know the kahanim are the ones who pass on everything. So the Gemara, posh the teretz. Eim v'dom Rameya l'chshasha. We only say that he's not nemon on b'chayers because he's chshasha. L'chsukhine, but he's not a chashul, he's not mi amar. The only time we say chashul chalakar kula is if you know for sure this person is someone who's oiver averis. So he's not nemon, then he becomes chashul on everything. Here, we don't know this kohen has been over Averis. He's not neman on b'chayrus because they're chashush on b'chayrus. We're not muchzik to be chashush on that. And therefore, of course, he can paskin on other things. The only thing we can't paskin on other things is if you're a muchzik chashush. But stam to be chashush, that's not enough to make a problem.